Cycle by Gail Inova. Well, how do I start this case? Hey guys, you probably thought I wasn't just gonna walk by and not say what I have to say. But as Kate continues to narrate like I'm doing right now, there were thugs walking away from Kate. Why are you guys walking away? He asked Kate. As the thugs walked away, one of them, the leader, stepped up to Kate asking, "Who are you?" Disgusted by the ugly thug, by what the ugly thug said, Kate shot him, and Ugg was walking away another 10 minutes. 7.89 seconds. This is getting too easy, said Kate as he checked his stopwatch that was stuck in 7.89 seconds. As Kate packed cargo to his backpack, there stood two figures next to his newly acquired moped he just got from the Chonka crime family. As the two figures walked towards Kate, a cliche of light revealing the two. A woman who Kate had never had seen before, and a little boy who he hadn't seen before. "Kate, I need your help," said the woman. "So aggressive," replied Kate as the woman revealed her name. "My name is Roa, and my friend's son is being hunted down by the Maggio family," said Roa. What does this have to do with me? How much cha-ching do you have? And why is he so important?" said Kate as he prepared to try to drive through the gate. "His name is Luke, and he has information about where my friend is, but he's too scared to talk or something," replied Laura as Kate was about to floor it until Laura had showed Kate a stack of money in front of him, causing a shade's reflection to turn into dollar signs. Kate took off the shades and answered, "Yeah, my intention. Also, is Luke the new hope?" A day has passed since Kate's encounter with Laura and Luke. Just as Kate entered the apartment complex with Laura, he heard an ear-splitting gunshot from the inside. Kate raced to the floor that Laura had been in, slowly walking towards the room in the hallway. "This place looks worse from the inside than the outside. It's like looking in the mirror," Kate chuckled as he pulled out his revolver, getting ready to bust down the door like some gang in a book he had read before. "All right," Kate yelled out the door. "Whoever is in there, you are going to get a whole lot of hurt." Kate broke through the door, shooting the intruder in the head without hesitation. Luke had saw what Kate had did to the intruder. He had no expression on his face. "All right, Luke, let's go," Kate said, walking out the door with Luke beside him. "Okay, readers at home, why isn't Laura with us? A, she died, or B, she's alive. Answer, she's in here." Kate talked to himself while Luke looking at Kate, puzzled by what he just said. "You'll get my personality later, kid," Kate quit. Once they entered the car, they drove off into the mostly abandoned city of L.A., where the economy dropped worse than the Great Depression, leading to fights for food, even killing each other for food. "You want to listen to some tunes?" Kate questioned Luke as they stopped at an open intersection. Luke hadn't answered, so he had left Kate no other choice. "Okay, you," Kate had unveiled the bad cop onto Luke. Once Kate was done with the bad cop, he calmly switched into the good cop. "Hey, buddy, would you like to answer my question?" "It's fine if you don't want to," Kate whispered to Luke, who looked agitated at this point. "Yes," Luke replied. "Finally, I win," Kate yelled triumphantly. After some trying and driving to the locked waste of the Maggio family at night, of course, Kate stopped the car before hitting the stone wall. Kate saw Luke as if he knew him before. He shook his head to remind himself of who he actually is. A lonely gunslinger, the best gambler, and the comedian. Just as Kate got out of the car, he saw Luke about to touch the wall. "Stop!" he screamed Kate, pulling Luke's arm to the side. "I know that you're learning, young Padawan, but you cannot be given the role of master just yet," Kate said to Luke, putting his hands toward a specific part of the wall. "Please be a secret door, please be a secret door." Kate revealed an opening doorway leading to the forest of the other side. They both walked through the doorway, leading to a dark forest full of shrubbery and plant life. "Okay, kid, if you want to get family and do what teenagers do when the crime family is after you, but you have to listen to your incredibly handsome protector," quips Kate. "You have to be exactly what I do, walk exactly what I do, and even quick as I do," instructed Kate. "Okay," said Luke. "Alrighty then, let us get to work," Kate said as they maneuvered their way through the lost oasis. Some time has passed. When they had reached the manor at the base of the mountain, from the head of the Chonka family, large amounts of patrol moved about outside the manor. They must have spotted our car, Luke said. All right, Eagle Eye, let's move, said Kate as they moved next to the shed nearby. Spotlights had turned on from the top of the manor, waiting for their next prisoner with their bright lights from heaven. Before they both moved, Kate had placed down in a close next to the shed. Here. Once I detonate this, run to the back of the manor as fast as you can, without being spotted. If I don't come back in 10 minutes, keep running, whispered Kate. Alright then, time. Alright then, time to keep up. Kate called out, Luke being able to not hear the ending to what Kate had said. Kate detonated the explosive and a huge ball of flame lighted to Lord Dachanka's anger as he saw his men fall to Kate's gunfire. Dachanka decided to meet Kate as his men started to overrun him. Kate had fought back until he was held down by the thugs. Dachanka stared at Kate with anger and disgust. You cost me my men, my weapons, and betrayed my trust. Why did you do this to me? Said Dachanka. First of all, they paid more than you ever did, and secondly, I honestly hate you guys, replied Kate. Dachanka looked at Kate again, then ordered his men to let him go and face him. The two stood facing each other as if they were a part of an old cowboy movie, preparing themselves to take out the guns. Dachanka shot first. Kate dodged a bullet and had hit another thug. As Kate shot another bullet, came from the side, causing Kate to hit Dachanka on the arm, on the right arm. Kill him, screamed Dachanka as he walked back to the manor, with his hand acting as a bandage on his right arm. Kate resorted to his hand since the bullet that hit his gun destroyed it. Kate was able to knock down 13 of Dachanka's men before a bullet from the gang leader hit Kate's shoulder, placing him on the ground. Off to the distance, Kate heard gunfire behind the manor. He believed that the kid had died. A small silhouette appeared with a revolver in hand. Luke had killed a few thugs with Kate's modified revolver. Luke stared at Kate while he was being put down by the gang. Run, kid, said Kate. Luke nodded and had disappeared into the woods behind the manor. There's another one, said one of the thugs. Find it, said the leader. The thugs started to walk back to the manor, and then Kate stood, picked up the pistol from a downed body. Kate decided to make a last stand to a kid who he doesn't know so he can get to his family. Alright then, ladies. Who would care to dance with yours truly first? Quick, Kate. Luke ended up finding the home of the mysterious person that Kate did not know. The mysterious person revealed herself as Madeline, a sibling of Kate. Luke handed over Kate the revolver to Madeline. Engraved on the revolver, read, family. He didn't make it, said Luke. I know that he wanted to go out like this for a while now, replied Madeline. Turns out, 10 years ago, Luke's family had been split on a train out of Los Angeles. Madeline entrusted Laura to take care of Luke since he didn't trust Kate. Madeline and the rest of her family lived on the mountains to not be spotted by anyone who would hurt them. The family then buried the revolver in the case until it gets used again. The end.